With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The state Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today on whether a voter-approved measure legalizing marijuana is constitutional. Those challenging the amendment say it violates a recent law that limits constitutional changes to only one subject. The state's high court has yet to interpret the provision. As SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports, the case could set precedent.
South Dakota voters legalized recreational and medical cannabis last year when they passed Amendment A. Both of the measures involved cannabis and its uses. But those challenging Amendment A say they are two separate issues. That would violate the so-called single-subject rule. Pennington County Sheriff Kevin Tome and Highway Patrol Superintendent Rick Miller say the people's vote to legalize marijuana is unconstitutional. That is also Governor Kristi Noem's opinion. Mark Mickelson is a former Speaker of the House. The Sioux Falls Republican led the charge to approve the single-subject rule in 2018. Mickelson says he brought the amendment to prevent lengthy ballot measures.
I want the issue properly briefed and argued, and then let those folks decide whether it applies or not. And if they conclude it doesn't apply here, well, that doesn't mean it doesn't apply to the next version of IM-22 or the next version of Marcy's Law, where clearly we had multiple topics in the same amendment.
Mickelson says the amendment is meant to prevent log rolling, the practice of combining multiple proposals into one ballot question. That can convince some people to vote for the whole package when they only support one aspect of it. Mickelson says he believes the law applies to Amendment A. Those supporting the amendment say marijuana and hemp involve the same subject. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota is joining a multi-state lawsuit aimed at stopping federal regulators from making decisions that factor in the social cost that carbon and greenhouse gases have on the environment. The monetary figure is a factor in a wide variety of federal policy decisions, including Environmental Protection Agency regulations and government spending. Governor Kristi Noem says South Dakota will join a legal challenge to an executive order signed by President Joe Biden in January. The order establishes a working group to further examine the financial value that society faces from climate change. The panel in late February issued a report setting the social cost of carbon at $52 a ton. It's a simple case of supply and demand when it comes to home sales in the state's largest city. Sioux Falls realtors say it's a seller's market, and everything changed because of the pandemic. SDPB's Jordan Henderson reports.
The pandemic has created a high demand but a low supply of houses all over the country. Hegg realtor Jenny Downey says another change is what's most attractive to buyers.
So they're taking advantage of those really low interest rates, and that means there's lots of buyers out there.
But Downey says there isn't the inventory available for those home buyers, which drives up the price.
In March, we had, of 2020, right when the pandemic hit, we had 1,783 homes in the Sioux Falls and surrounding areas on the market. And this March of 2021, we have 833. So you could see that's down like about 50% from where we were last year of active listings.
The pandemic also caused people to realize the things their current homes were missing.
So many people are working from home that the home office has become super valuable to people, or at least a space that they can shut a door and be in private and have a place to work from home. And then the other thing we're seeing is people are valuing outdoor spaces. So like your deck, patio, fire pit, maybe a pool, above ground pool, those kind of things are super in demand right now.
Downey warns that people tend to make mistakes when they're in a hurry and are underprepared to shop for a home.
If you are able to meet with your lender ahead of time and work on your credit or work on whatever you need to do to get pre-qualified, that is super important. And let's say your lender says, well, your just about there. Your numbers, your debt to ratio income is getting close. Do what you can to improve that so that when you are ready to buy, that you're in really good shape and ready to be competitive.
Downey says she doesn't know how the market will change, but she's hopeful it will level out. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jordan Henderson.
COVID-19 cases are down for South Dakota students. In the past week, schools report 162 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus. That's down by 46 cases. More than 150 schools report at least one current case. Schools have recorded more than 15,000 total cases since last fall. Students make up about 74% of those infections. Colleges and universities report 15 COVID cases last week. They have recorded more than 700 cases since January.